WDADX Mobile, 986, good morning.
Good morning, KFA-DEK, this is Kurt.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Kurt. Another beautiful, blustery morning, and it looks like our deer friends are out moving around. I got a poop ton of tracks around my house. That's a little concerning, knowing I've got a little ways to go into work.
Well, if your deer friends are looking for some food, send them out to Interlochen. My mom puts food out in the morning and in the evenings for rabbits, deer, birds, you name it. yeah, send them out to Interlochen. And yes, it is a gorgeous, cold January Tuesday morning.
Yep. Well, I'm grateful. Today I'm working at her shop, so I will be in a nice warm garage all day. I got a little bit of bench work, nothing too dramatic, so there's that. Tomorrow's going to be interesting, though. I've got to get confirmation, but I am going to be working down by the south end of Lansing tomorrow, so I got to get up early enough to be down there around 8 o'clock, do my job, and then get back home. So it's going to be a long one tomorrow.
Yesterday was a long, long day. Hit the road early, and then on the return, holy smokes, it was like I had a crawl just to get back to the office. I had some whiteouts, and there were some sketchy drivers out there, and driving along East Bay, and everybody was kind of more in the inner lane, close to the center because of all the drifting, and somebody decided to try to pass everyone on the right side, and then fishtailed and almost went into a semi. Not the front part, right in between the trailer. Almost did a Clark Griswold. But today in the office and early Wednesday morning, got to hit the road and do a thermal imaging project. So we will both be getting up very, very early.
Yeah, understood. Well, it sounds like you might be outside in colder temperatures, and that's not preferred. I'm getting to a point now in my years that working outside in the cold is not preferred. But although I've got to drive to Lansing, I've got a nice garage down there to work in too. So it'll be warm on the way down, warm on the way back, and the garage once I get down there. So, and hopefully the job goes fairly smoothly. I just got to put an AVL in the one of the state plow trucks. So that'll be fun.
Most of my field work is indoor, unless I'm flying my drone, then I try to put some heated gloves on, so that way hands don't freeze to the joysticks. But it's definitely too snowy to do any drone work. If we do any drone work, it's mostly collecting aerial images, and then when there's no snow, then we break out survey equipment in the drone to get a nice aerial topographical map. A little higher resolution than what you see on Google Earth. But, yeah, your downstate project sounds fun. Hold on, just cruising here. But, yeah, that sounds pretty cool. What kind of, are you putting on a state plow truck?
CAW, Indian River.
Well, good morning, sir. I have heard you in the Coons Age. I'm not actually putting lights on the truck down there. I'm putting in what's called an AVL, Automatic Vehicle Locator. If you were to ever go on to MDOT's website, you can actually see where the MDOT trucks are. You can actually log into the trucks and see their camera from the front. But that's only a part of it. Their higher ups can actually track how far the truck has gone, can tell you the mileage, can tell you the speed it's going, can tell you what material they're putting on the road. They can tell you the air temperature, the road temperature. All that kind of information is fed through the system that we install. Cellular antenna based, the computer behind the seat. So yeah, it's quite extensive, and it's a lot of fun. We even have sensors to tell you if the the snow blades are up or down. So, and Rod, go ahead, sir. I haven't heard you in forever.
I'm not sure what the other station is there. The name is Rod here, WGAW. I'm here in Indian River. And it's cold out there, 6 degrees, according to AccuWeather over here. Probably colder, but that's what AccuWeather says. And we had about 8 inches of fresh snow last night, so I got to go out and plow my driveway. And all that information you were talking about that they have available to DOT and all that stuff, so you'd wonder why there's so many pileups like the one on 196 just yesterday. 100 car pop. Oh my goodness. Grand Rapids, that's terrible. So anyhow, okay. Yeah, who's the other guy? Back to you. WGA Rod here.
Well, good morning, Ron. This is Kurt, KF8DEK. And yeah, good talking with you. Cool. We got a nice little round robin going on around here. Well, piece of equipment that you're installing, Jeff, is really cool. Wow, that's, man, there's a lot of computer gizmos on the plows. Man, when can we have some of those on our wives and kids' vehicles?
WDADX, a couple things. That's Rod, Romeo Oscar Delta over there. He's been a truck driver forever. You're retired now, aren't you, Rod? But, they do make trackers for your personal cars. It's called APRS, Automatic Position Reporting System. You can throw a computer in your vehicle and tie it to temperature gauges and stuff like that and feed that information directly into the internet. And then everybody can see where you're at, how fast you're going, and that kind of stuff, and even the temperature where you're at, just depending on how elaborate you want to build your system. They've got them so that you can hook it to a complete weather station in your home and see rainfall numbers and all that kind of stuff. So it's basically the same thing that amateurs are doing on APRS, just geared towards the MDOT folks. So yeah, and it is fun. I enjoy doing it. I can do 1.5 installs in a day. So me going down there and doing just one install won't be too bad. We'll get down there, spend 3 or 4 hours, maybe a little more, and then turn around and come on back home. So If I'm lucky, it's only a single blade, a belly blade and a single outer blade. If I'm not so lucky, then you got dual blades on it, and, well, that's just adds to the time, but, anyway, it's not bad. Not too bad at all, so, go ahead, Rod.
Interesting thing for the snow plows they have on their vehicles and stuff. And so, yeah, you've been installing stuff for a long time there, Jeff. So. Yeah, I've been retired totally since 2015. That was my last, I don't even have CDL anymore. I let that go. Last time I renewed my driver's license, I still have chauffeur's license, but I mean, I don't have CDL anymore, so. And so far I've been able to avoid part-time jobs or anything like that. So I just live on GM pension and Social Security, so. And I'm able to get by with that, so. Hey, why bother working again? I got plenty to do here. I'm so busy all the time now that I don't even know how I ever had time to work before. So, anyhow, sorry I missed your name there. WGAW.
KFHDK. Oh, that sounds cool. What kind of truck driving did you do there, Rod? Do you just do one vehicle at a time, or do you just install the little gizmos whenever somebody gets a new truck?
Yeah, usually the way it works is when they get their brand new truck, we go down there and basically install everything. We've got a company, I believe it's out of Florida, that is actually hiring us to install these for MDOT. So we're like a subcontractor of sorts. But, yeah, we go in when they get their brand new truck, and we go and install all the equipment. And then at that point, once it's all installed, then the MDOT folks basically maintain it. If there's a sensor that goes bad, they can replace it because all the wiring and stuff is there. Everything is meant to be modular, so not too bad. Now, if they were to add a secondary blade or, you know, a tow rig or something like that we would have to wire in, have us come back out and add that stuff in. But most of these trucks are pretty much pre-designed. Once they get them, they don't do a whole lot to them other than maintain them. So the nice thing is we don't get a lot of the callbacks like that. So we just go down and sell this stuff and then on our way. I keep trying to throw a hat in for doing lights and their radios and stuff like that, but being a state-owned system, they've got their own installers for a lot of that stuff. So. Anyway, that keeps life interesting. And you wouldn't believe it, I've got my Class A, too. I haven't given that up yet. I may, once I retire, I may reconsider that. But I don't know. We'll see how that goes. But until I get to that point, I'm not letting my Class A go away. Too many possibilities, and I like to keep my options. Go ahead, Rod.
WGW. I'm on 8:00 in the morning, but I was on 80 meters earlier, and that was terrible. Just could not hear anybody. It was using SDRs and EchoLink, and I didn't bother getting on 40 meters. I just shut everything off, and I heard you guys over here on 2 meters. So, and yeah, okay, the truck job I used to do, when I first got qualified for truck driving, I was driving truck for General Motors out of Flint, Michigan, hauling parts. And I was all over the state of Michigan and Ohio and Indiana and just all over the place. And that was a good job. And I retired from General Motors and January 2004, and I moved up to Indian River in 2005, and then I started working again for Michigan Woodcutters. I was hauling logs up to the Upper Peninsula, dropping the logs off at the sawmill and picking up lumber and bringing it back. And I done that for about a year. And then I got a job offer from Petoskey Plastics. And so I went to work for them for 7 years. And when I left that job, I started another job hauling logs again for a local company here in Tower, in Conaway. And I worked for them for several months. After that, well, they laid me off, and I wasn't quite ready to really give it up yet, so I got another job the next day hauling GM parts again from a company up in Peshtigo, Wisconsin, and they had a job yard in Gaylord, and I would go down to Gaylord and pick up the tractor trailer and go down to Flint, Michigan, no doubt, where I started driving. I'd go haul down brake castings down to Flint and back to Gaylord, down to Flint and back to Gaylord a couple of times, sometimes three times a day. And I did that for a while until June of 2015, then I told them I'm done. And so 2015, I haven't worked at all. So I've been starting to stay retired this time. So back to you, WGAW.
KI7Q, MD Mobile.
KF8EAK. Well, gentlemen, this will be my last transmission. I'm at the office, and thanks for the ride-along, and, wow, it's cool to hear what kind of equipment that's being installed on plows, and hearing all the cool adventures of hauling parts for GM. That's really cool. So, you guys stay warm. I'll say 7-3 and get you guys down the line. This is KF8DEK. Clear.
Well, have a good day and good to hear you in there. And go ahead, Rick. Hop right in there. Good morning. And let's see, I missed Christmas and New Year, so Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and welcome in.
Yeah, happy, really cold day. Hey, I just want to let you guys know the 86 is connected to everything. Must have left it on after the net last night. I was switching channels and I couldn't get a channel of it or station that wasn't connected. So you guys are talking all over the state. Good morning, KI7 QMD Mobile.
Been a while since we had heard you out there, anyhow. The repeater you're using, I'm on the 14674 Sheboygan there.
Well, I'm on the 86 here in Traverse City, and yeah, they usually connect us to the system for the net and then turn it off shortly after, but I know Drake is downstate, so he probably just hasn't had a chance to. Some of the locals get a little uptight when this is left on all the time. I think it's a shame because it's nice to have the traffic and the people talking. This repeater gets pretty quiet during the day, but I can also understand why they want a little bit of separation from some of that stuff from time to time, but yeah, it is what it is. Anyway, yeah, we're just headed into work here this morning and enjoy some nice conversation. Lots of good people in here this morning. Like hearing that. And how are you doing, Mr. Rick? You staying warm over on your side of the puddle over here?
Yeah, I'm running up to 31 right now. We're down to 8 degrees here. There's a mix of sand and slickeriness on the way, but other than that, not bad. Yeah, I was switching from the 2.6 to the UHS frequency, to the 8.6, to the 1.9. I'm like, wow, they're everywhere this morning. So I thought my radio was broken for a bit. I shut it off and turned it back on again. But anyway, yeah, it's good to hear you guys out there. I'll be having more time to chat soon when the new guy starts. February, so I'm looking forward to that. Been quite busy lately, but good to hear you out there. I'm going to pay attention to diving because it's a little slippery. So good to hear about all your adventures, and good to hear you, Rod. And I didn't catch the other gentleman's name. If he's still listening, y'all have a good day today. I'm gonna concentrate on driving 73.
Rick, so better keep both on a steering wheel. Yeah, I heard about that accident on 196 yesterday over in Grand Rapids, that was a heck of a bad deal, over 100 car pile up, cars and semis all over the place, and injuries and stuff, it's a mess. You know, it seems like when the weather is bad, people would slow down, but they don't. What's the matter with them? Anyhow, 73's there. Yeah, I'm not sure. 86 at Traverse City, repeater there, Jeff. I know there's a swamp coming up in Traverse City on February 7th. I'm planning on attending that swamp. I'm not going to rent tables this time. I'm just going to go there for the social event, get a donut and some coffee, and see who shows up. So, you there, Jeff, WG8W.
Yeah, I was actually kind of looking forward to the swap this year, but because I missed it last year. The wife had made a plan out of town, and so I ended up missing it last year. And this year, usually it's like the second weekend, I thought, but it wouldn't be the first time I've been off by a little bit. So, but yeah, I've got a foot surgery on the Thursday, the 5th. So I don't see me hauling stuff in and out of the swap fresh after a surgery. So it's an in-and-out surgery. Nothing I've got to be laid up for any period of time. It's just I'm not going to be pushing myself that weekend. So, because we're going to be back at work on Monday, so we're hoping, and from everything I heard, we'll be fine by Monday, so. But anyway, so we're not going to be there this year, again, so we'll have to aim for next year. I think I'll end up trying to focus, maybe hit the Cadillac swap again, but I don't know. I've done the swaps here the last few years, and I think I'm due for a break. I think I'm going to stay away from them this year, but there you go. And I am just now into the outskirts of Traverse City. I think I'm going to do the same, put my microphone down, and kind of enjoy my drive into town here. So you have a good one, Rod. Good to hear you in there, Rick. You have a safe drive up north, and we'll look forward to chit-chatting with everybody later. So talk to y'all later. 73 WD8DX Mobile.
Good. Jeff, it's been a while since we've connected here, so 73, you and Rick, you have a wonderful day, and drive safe, and I'm up monitor here in the radio room. I'm gonna round up my dogs and take them back in the house, and come back out here with a snow shovel and pull the snow away from the doors. The garage doors of the house and the garage barn doors here, and then I'll get out and plow the stuff away. So, got things to do. A lot of stuff to keep me busy. WG8W, I'll be out.
KD8NH Mobile.
KD8NH Mobile. 86 repeater, good morning.
Good morning, Nick. ATMH Mobile and Grand Haven.
Jay, good morning. Great to talk to you as always. I'm just taking off from the Traverse City neighborhoods here. Thankful once again. I think I talked to you yesterday. I drove the wife's car, it's got the snow tires on it. I left the rear wheel drive van at home, and planning on another long day for myself at work. What do they got you running around doing today?
I'm doing a bunch of reprogramming on radios down in at Grand Haven Public Safety. So I'm way south. And, yeah, the roads are still pretty ugly down here.
Right on. I brought a ham radio project with me to work. We'll see if I can get some time away from the keyboard to put it together. I got a, on the front of my HT radio, it's got one of those Cat5 connectors. There's a real name for that connector. I can't remember it for every time I try to explain it, but I'm trying to make one of those push-to-talk, and then another cable comes out of it that goes into my preamp for audio, and I run my condenser mic off that preamp so that it's powered so I can get a better microphone. I've had it together before, but it's really cobbled together. I'm trying to get it just put together nicely before the weekend event.
Oh, yeah, good deal. I got bits and pieces of that, but I got the gist of what you were saying. I guess I don't have very good cellular signal here right now. But, yeah, good deal on that. That's awesome. Yeah, having a nice microphone for HF makes a world of difference. It's not a huge thing on FM, on 2 meter 440, but on HF it really makes a huge difference. So, I run a pretty cobbled setup, I would say. But granted, I'm not running remote HF right now. I've got a USB microphone, one of those Blue Yetis that's on a boom arm, all that fancy stuff. I ran that when I was still at my parents' too. And I fed all my audio in. I converted all my audio to digital into the computer, ran a whole bunch of processing, like compression, EQ, and a noise gate and all that stuff. And then turned off all of the microphone processing and the radio and then just fed the audio in through the USB port on the back. The only downside was I had to manually press transmit on the front of the radio. I didn't have a foot switch at the time, but the way I did that, I always had good audio reports. So yeah, running a nice microphone like that is always a good thing. And if you got audio settings like EQ and compression on your radio, that also goes up quite a long way. It keeps your mic level up, so that way it keeps your power output higher on average.
Yep, that's the idea right there. I'm a musician, so I've got some pretty fancy microphones, and I've also got some pretty fancy computer software for recording and manipulating audio. So I've been really wanting to build a decent cable like I'm describing for a minute so that I can even run the audio from my radio into some of these other softwares just to play with the audio from it. I think that'll be just a fun aspect of radio and another one of my hobbies, such as with, you know, music production and just performing music.
Right on, man. That's awesome. Hey, I'm spotted at the gas station. I'll be back here in just a moment. NADMH.
Yeah,
NADMH,
that's cool. 73s until you're on the air again. KD8NH here. And I'm mobile. Anybody going to breakfast right now?
Well, good morning, Nicholas. I'm not. W8MND.
Hey, Bill. Good to hear you. Haven't talked in a few. I believe I could say Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, all that, because it's been that long, even though that wasn't that long ago. life's good today. Getting ready to go into the Classic Motorsports and have a good shift. And I don't know if you've been listening, I got a little bit of a radio project that I brought to work and been planning for the Winter Field Day event this weekend. So I've actually got a pretty busy week ahead of me, prepping and all that kind of stuff. How you doing over there?
Doing real good there. Doing real good, Nicholas. Yeah, I've been listening for a little bit. I was going to jump in there, but I figured I'd let you guys drive and just have it. So, yeah, I've been listening. Yeah, good luck with your project. That sounds cool. And good luck this weekend, too. Hopefully yeah, I'm going to be around this weekend, so probably be doing, spending some time in the shack with this weather, that's for sure. That's one thing. This is perfect radio weather. So it's all good. And I was going to go to the breakfast this morning, but I took my truck in yesterday down to Cadillac to be worked on, which was just a wonderful journey. And just because of the storm and everything, they got all jacked up down there. So I'm just kind of waiting for a call to go get it sometime this morning. So won't be doing breakfast. Be going to Cadillac instead.
Well, I tell you, it'll certainly be better driving today than it was yesterday. I also had to drive in the morning hours, just getting to work. And it was a decent day of driving yesterday. Let's see here. I've been getting better at CW. Been practicing the heck out of it. My friend just got back. He was my main inspiration for CW. He works out on a ship in the Atlantic. He's a chef out there. He's gone every couple of months and then comes back. He's in South Florida. And I contact South Florida very well from my station. So when I have it set up this weekend, I'm hoping to do some CW contacts with him. And it'd be cool if you were around to, you know, take some radio off of too. I know you got a nice HF setup. I don't know if those are what we would call scheduled contacts, or if those are even what are allowed. But there's something that I've been looking forward to, because I know other people on the CW line that I can look for their call sign. I've been practicing your call sign and practicing his call sign. Other people that I know in the area. It keeps me a little bit more fluent. I still can't receive CW as well as it comes across.
Yeah, no problem at all. Send me, I don't think I really have anything big going on this weekend, so, you know, give me a call or text, whatever, and see if we can't get connected on the air, for sure. And, CW, I mean, it's my thing, but it still takes time, and I've been doing it for a long time, and I still, every time I'm on, I feel like I'm still practicing and learning and trying to be more efficient, so it sticks with you for a long time. But, hey, good luck, though. I was just thinking with the winter field day this weekend, you know, I had a big solar flare up yesterday. It was pretty wild. I was on the HF bands, and I heard the bands just, like, totally shut down. So hopefully things kind of clear up in the atmosphere for us radio guys, especially for you guys this weekend, for band conditions.
Yeah. Admittingly, I really got to start paying attention to that stuff a little bit more. It's something I always hear about. Everybody's always talking about it. I look at it, I kind of understand it, but I feel like if I watch the solar forecast at a more regular, you know, interval, I watch the air forecast all the time, being a flight, you know, guy. Why don't I click over to the solar forecast, too? I get to understand it, like when these are starting to be a good day for radio or when the bands may be shutting down. Being able to predict it is what I'm trying to talk about. I guess that I don't operate as regularly enough to hear the suppression or hear the effect that it actually does on a day where I'd be operating for over 24 hours, you know.
N8MJL.
Yeah, go ahead.
A day and a half ago, if my memory serves me correct, there was an X-class flare off the sun.
That might have been some of the activity that you were hearing the other day then, Bill?
Was the big flare-up, because then they even talked about the aurora and the northern lights were a good possibility last night and maybe again today, so... Yeah, whatever. It's just been within the last day or two. It was pretty wild yesterday here in the band shut down. I didn't think about it till I saw it on the news and they were talking about that event.
Yeah, other station, that was great help. Go ahead and chime in if you got something else to add. Bill and I are just hanging out here. Good radio friend. KD8NH for ID here.
It ain't MJL. My name's Michael. No, I'll let you guys chatter. It was a good conversation. Like listening, so I'm mobile, so keep my eyes on the road and hands on the steering wheel. So, it ain't MJL.
So, NAMGL, thanks a lot for giving us that info. And Bill, yeah, I think that was something that you were probably hearing then. And now that you say it, watching it on the news, I was watching the news and I was watching about that also. Let's see here, a couple miles from Classic Motorsports. You got anything else we could drag to about here?
No, that's about it, Nicholas. I'll let you go and get back to paying attention. You're driving. You'll be lowering the landing gear soon. be careful and enjoy this weekend. Like I said, yeah, man, if you guys are going to do some CW, and like I said, get all of them. You know how to do it. And we'll go from there. So 7-3, have a good day. And thanks, Spring, W8MND. Oh, and good morning to Michael, the other station.
Yeah, W8MND. 73 via contacts and have a great day. I'll be, I'll definitely talk Winter Field Day with you another time down the log. Michael, mobile out there, still on the air. If you wanted to catch another bit of this contact or any other mobile stations that are on their way to breakfast, I guess I'm looking to talk. Unless I should clear the repeater for a minute, less of traffic, right? KD8NH.
8-8-MJL, I'm going to be clear. Actually, pulling into the gas station to get some warm fluid for the belly and get back on the road. So, 8-8-MJL.
Right on, 8-8-MJL, 73 to your contacts for the day. Safe travels to you. Thanks for being part of my morning travels here. It'll be 88 at H Mobile then.
Thank you, H Mobile, Grand Haven.
Great, back from the gas station, huh?
Yeah, just the old Wesco. And we're in Grand Haven proper now, and trying to get to this whole divided highway with the Michigan left thing is really throwing me for a loop. We don't have that up in Traverse City, and whenever I come down here, it's always a...
Yeah, I forgot about those. I went to a concert down in Royal Oak earlier this summer. It was right when we had that heat wave of just crazy heat. And when I got down there, that's where I went to college, was down there, I remembered. I had to deal with those left-hand turns, too. Got to go through them and then make the turnaround and then come back through and make a right. That's how they, I think they call that the Michigan left, eh?
Yeah, something. Uh-oh. Somebody's getting pulled over. That's a bad day. Oh, man. Well, I'm turning on the Franklin Ave. So I'm actually not far from my destination.
Yeah, we're lucky we got those Michigan left on the South Airport Road, though.
Hello, is that Steve?
I want to go experience that today. Where's the Michigan left on South Airport Road? It's only got to be for like one mile or one block and a little bit of turnaround, right? I guess that's down there by Logan's Landing and all that. Is that what you're talking about?
KD8NH. Yeah, Roger that. KD8ALN. Yeah, down that slope down there. So by Logan's Landing. So it's between Goodwill and what's the next up the road there, where the Art Van store used to be up the other side of the hill. There's, I was like, oh, I recognize these.
You know what? Traverse City's got one of everything. You know, we got one of every roundabout. We got a couple of those Michigan left. One ways, it's just a great city to drive. Man, this little HT is getting the workout I have this morning. I'm feeling it really heat up.
All right, guys, I'm going to sign. Pulled up at my destination. And a GMH mobile.
Yeah, Drake, are you a GR?
I'm in GH. I'm using the 5-star hotspot to, why are you stopping? Okay. Dude, you don't have a stop sign. Okay. Alright. Anyway. Grand Haven using a 5-star hotspot coming in over Fusion, so. Alright, I'm gonna try to find my way into this place. Hey, GH, sounds good.
Yeah, well, I saw where you're down there, man. They had a cool lunch place. They got lots of great food places down there.
Yeah, 73, see you, Jake. And that other station there, I know who I'm talking to, and I forgot your call sign right as I'm pulling into where I need to be, about a mile from half mile now. I just turned off a rainy school road going to Classic Motorsports here. But reminded me that we have those driving lanes over by South Airport. Had a good conversation during my radio this morning. KD8NH, I'll be clear after this transmission.
Yeah, roger that. It was nice talking to you, too. This is Steve. Kilo Echo 8 Alpha, leaving November. Yep, and I always call or tell people, my friends around, that Traverse City is like a little Berkeley in the middle of the Midwest. We got a little bit of everything going on here.
KHWQK is inbound for breakfast.
Morning, Pete. You driving or flying today?
Oh, skating along here. Yeah, beautiful day, isn't it?
Yeah, it was a good day to sit around and have a hot breakfast, for sure.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Although it's warm and comfortable in the truck here. Traffic's moving slow, but I kind of expected that. The roads are slick in spots, so it's definitely still January.
Yeah, roger that. Between yesterday and today, I'm like, oh, I'm about ready to break out my next level of snow gear. It's getting cold.
Well, what's the next level of snow gear?
Well, my first level is kind of like a regular winter coat from It Just Anywhere and some lightweight gloves and maybe a little bit net hat. But when it starts getting cold like this, that's when I want to put on, you know, some heavy gloves or mittens. And I want to get my hooded hat on, you know, that fits all the way around your neck and all the way around your head. And maybe throw on that snowmobile trousers for when you go doing the snow blowing and things. And then the heavier boots instead of just kind of like winter boots that you walk in and out with, that's outside only.
Yeah, another layer. All right, and what are you up to today?
Oh, I just earned some nickels work again. Someday, maybe I'll be one of those breakfast retirees.
KDYS Mobile, coming into Kingley. Anybody out there?
Good morning, Ryan. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf.
How you doing, Jim? What's the temperature at your location?
Oh, we've gone up a degree. We're up only 7.
All right, yeah. Well, I'm in Kingley, coming around the corner here at 113. I'm at 6 degrees, so it was -4 at my house this morning in my pickup. I got in my truck and it was -4, so that might not be cooking the repeater very well on the bottom of this hill either. I'll wait till I get to the top here. But yeah, what we're doing is I'm in a town here in a couple of years. It was a pretty busy day yesterday for me.
Hey, yes, sir. I was copying your travels most of the day. I was kind of sitting inside doing a bunch of nothing. So I was listening to you drive around and keeping your rubber on the road. That was good.
Yeah, we had no real issues other than visibility. Well, actually, right where I'm at right now, yesterday, I couldn't see the astronomy. So today I got a couple miles visibility. So, wow, what a relief it is to be driving and be able to see. How much makes the repeater from over here?
A little bit of mobile flutter, but you're okay. So, but hey, I'll let you drive. And maybe somebody else is going to breakfast or something. ACADG, I'll be listening.
Stay warm, yeah. Drake said he's going to be putting up some folded receivers on that repeater in town, so that'll definitely help out a lot. Apparently he's getting a bunch of noise at the site, so, oh well. All right, ACADGKADYS mobile.
The DYS mobile. This is N8EHP. N8 extra horsepower.
N8EHP. Yeah, you're coming in good. Go ahead.
Yeah, yesterday I was spinning the old dial here and heard all these conversations up in the Traverse City, Kingsley, Acme area. I've been wondering what this is all about. This is all new to me. Name is Dave, over.
Okay. I'm not sure what you're asking me. We're just out here cruising around to doing some deliveries. You mean you're not sure why you're hearing this area? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. I'm listening to 147.510, 147.510, which is a frequency used in Ontario, Canada, with an antenna, I don't know how high it is, more I think about it. There's sort of a relay system in Ontario, Canada, and this frequency is coming out of London, Ontario, maybe around 300 feet off the ground. And this guy in Ontario, Canada has a system, multiple antennas, one of them south of Lake Huron, about 900 feet off the ground, a couple of them in London, Ontario. They're all monitoring 146.52, the calling frequency, and rebroadcasting cross-spanning on UHF in this frequency. So I check this frequency every once in a while, see if I can hear it, because London, Ontario is about 90 miles away from me. And last night, after not listening to this frequency for about 3 months, I was kind of surprised to hear a signal here. Even more surprised, you guys are up around Traverse City. I'm in Detroit, over.
Yeah, we're on a link network right now, and it's connected to All-Star, so, I don't know if you're familiar with All-Star, but, yeah, 147.510, I don't know. I would assume that they're connected to this, and you're hearing it through All-Star. But, yeah, that is strange, isn't it? Yeah. I guess you'll just have to listen out and see if you can find out where the station is. So you're sure that you're getting a transmission from Ontario, Canada, and it's rebroadcasting me right now, correct?
Frequency's been used by this massive system that's been in use in Ontario, Canada for almost 30 years. And only under the best conditions can I pick up the one piece of this massive system in Ontario. coming out of London, Ontario, because London, Ontario is a good 80 or 90 miles east of me. And with 10 ohm a Yagi, I get it occasionally. It's a tough one to pick up. So this frequency has been in my memories forever, for over 20 years. And we only hear distant stuff in the spring, summer, and fall. So I haven't even bothered to check this frequency for months. And it was last night, I was just spinning the dial, and bang, there's something here. It's not London, Ontario, which has been around for 30 years. And anything that's on 146.52 will come out on this frequency in London, Ontario. Been doing it for 30 years. So, you know, I kind of guess, because all you guys are around Traverse City, that this is some kind of linked up thing through the internet. And digging on my cell phone internet, I did find Royal Oak. Royal Oak, which is only about 10 miles from me, 100 hertz PL, and I think that's what I'm getting into. Somebody in Royal Oak is connected to the system, which is pretty cool, man, because as you know, Traverse City is the home of the Fudgies, over.
Yeah. Well, that would be probably correct. You're probably hearing it out of Royal Oak. So, somebody's connected. I'm at the bottom of a hill. I'm coming in a repeater that's in town, that city right now. I'm cruising down snow, ice-covered roads here. Clark Road, coming up to Garfield here. So, yeah, it is pretty neat. I use it all the time. It's actually linked to my repeater at home right now. So, I use this link because I travel up here almost every day. So, interesting. Yeah. Well, there's a good group of guys out here. There's not a lot of traffic. Mainly, you'll just hear a couple of us out here roaming around recently. That's about all I hear on it. So. But it's connected pretty much the whole tip of the Mitt, all the way up Highway 2. And there's a repeater in Mackinac City and Mile. They're all over. Petoskey, Sheboygan, Benzie County, and Traverse City. So there you go. You're connected to the whole tip of the map.
Am I still making this system okay right now, or am I pretty noisy? Over.
You got a little noise in with you.
Nice to know. I was pushing this old icon to the limit, and the heatsink is on fire. So I'm glad I'm making it with 5 watts. Follow the Yagi. And again, I'm about a good 10 miles, minimum 10 miles, maybe even 12 miles away from Royal Oak. And yeah, Royal Oak is connected with Traverse City big time.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I don't get down there much. I don't really care for the city. I try to stay out of the city as much as possible. All right, well, I'm going to continue on driving here. I got a ways to go, and it's icy. It's getting worse, too. The wind's picking up, and the snow's starting to fall. So we're going to keep her. I smell something burning, too. Vehicle went by me burning oil or something. All right, we're going to keep her on the road here, and we had some stuff to do. I got to make her home tonight for dinner, so. Yeah, we'll catch you later. Shoot, I forgot the first suffix of your call sign, but EXP, Kilo 8, Delta, Yankee, Sierra. You got Ryan here. We're in the mobile. We'll be standby.
Ryan, don't need to make any more transmissions. I know what you're going through. I spent just about my entire life, I'm 73 now, and I haven't done this in about 6 years. But almost my entire life, I've been up in northern Michigan every chance I could get. down in this area, I've been up in the thumb thousands of times, frankly lived in the thumb, had a bunch of antennas and abandoned radar sites north of Imlay City for 20 years. Yeah, I was always on the countryside. God, beautiful area. So I really enjoy hearing, you know, northern Michigan. Anyhow, I think his city name is Ryan. Up until now, for the last almost 30 years, I've only been able to get into Traverse City, Alpena, with 10 elements. And the band was up. It's always been a thrill. But the problem has been, the best propagation on 2 meters, the best of the best, is always like 11 o'clock at night, 1, 2 in the morning. Because many times I was full quieting into the 6.86 machine in Traverse City with 5 watts. Yeah, 1 o'clock in the morning. Well, I may have talked to you in the past 20 years in the Traverse City machine. So this is really nice that somebody in Royal Oak has connected to the system. Pretty cool, man. Because there's a part of me up in that area. In fact, you take a little tour of the Kingsley graveyard, there's a whole lot of my relatives in there going back to the Civil War. Yeah. All my ancestors on my dad's side of the family are from around Kingsley. So. And I have a lot more to talk about that area, but hey, icy conditions, road conditions, yeah. I almost lost in my car once, talking on ham radio under those same conditions. Car started fishtailing at a curve. I was talking to somebody up in the thumb country about 100 miles north of Detroit. So, okay. Well, I'll make a point to check in here occasionally. Anyhow, 73 from what is left of Detroit. And yeah, good idea. A full way down the state. That's good thinking. NADHP, NAXL Henry Peter, NA extra horsepower. No need to transmit, man. You're in very dangerous conditions here. NADHP Detroit will be clear.
And mobile monitoring.
88 KCB in the toy box, listening along.
K8BYS. K8BYS mobile. We're coming out of music.
My call is KD8KCV. I'm coming through the Vanderbilt repeater. You're tripping the computer. I mean the repeater, but I'm not getting a complete signal from you to understand. KCV will be listening.
K3SFB, radio check.
Station calling your
JL, loud and clear.
I can hear you.
W8VET.
Thanks a lot. K3SFB out.
N8MJL.
KF4JIU. KF4JIG. KF4JIG.
And ATMH mobile.
KF4JIG.
NATZG.